Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Joy A. Williams. I'm an author, speaker, and blogger on the Joy to the Soul blog. I'd love to share a resource with you entitled Five Ways to Keep or Find Your Joy, Whatever Happens. This free PDF is available on joyawilliams.com. After this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians 3, verse 1.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians 3, verse 1. The New Living Translation reads, "Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith." Consider who and what we want to keep safe. From the people we love to the belongings we cherish, our list may vary in length. Now consider all the things we do to keep those people or things safe. Based on today's Bible verse, when it comes to choosing what to safeguard, the Apostle Paul knew faith needed to be on the Philippians list. I certainly need it on my list too. Romans 10 verse 17 says, our faith comes from hearing the good news about Christ. But as life catches us off guard or our stress level begins to rise, how do we preserve what we believe about Jesus? Paul spent the remainder of Philippians chapter 3 encouraging the Philippians with many things. For example, in verse 14 and 15, he spoke of pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He also said, let those of us who are mature think this way. But the first thing he says is, whatever happens, rejoice in the Lord. Now, rejoicing can sound like an unrealistic response depending on what happens. If trouble or trauma comes, it sends my heart racing and it starts my soul praying emergency prayers. I want God to get me and those I'm praying for through a difficulty quicker than I can say amen. But I believe Paul would also have us to know that safeguarding our faith isn't about keeping our faith separate from who we are. Safeguarding our faith isn't about hiding from life's difficulties. Our faith is preserved as we delight in Christ's redemption in every area of our lives. Our faith is preserved when we determine to follow Him whatever happens. And yet, when we think about all that is happening in our individual lives and around the world, it's likely something is testing our faith. But here are a few reasons why we need to hold fast to what we believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us this, "And if my desire for pleasing God stops, my detour from His plan begins." Another reason to hold fast to our faith is for protection in times of spiritual warfare. According to Ephesians 6 verses 10 through 18, as we put on our spiritual armor, our faith is our shield. It deflects and destroys the enemy's darts of darkness as he seeks to destroy God's light in our soul. And then lastly, if our faith begins to fail, then our hope begins to fade. Hebrews 11 verse 1 tells us, "For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." I know that I've had areas in my life or times in my life when if my hope begins to fade, my ability to persevere goes right along with it. And then fear seizes the opportunity to have the final say. But praise be to God, faith turns up the volume on our desire to please Him, and it turns up the volume of the reality that we have victory in God. Our faith is our decision to cling to the hope we have in Christ. Now, perhaps you're in the middle of some tension in life right now, and having faith is a bit of a struggle. I've certainly been there. And for all intents and purposes, at some point, we all do. But delighting in the Lord doesn't require us to deny a tragedy or to sugarcoat an atrocity. God doesn't ignore these things. In fact, in His righteousness, He knows how to right what is wrong. And with His power and love, He comforts us and heals us in our brokenness. Amazingly, as our Redeemer, according to Psalm 103, He keeps no record of our sins. But as the keeper of our souls, Psalms 56 tells us, God does keep a record of our sorrows. He bottles our tears. And friend, surely the God who tracks what brings us pain is also the God who treasures how we safeguard our faith. It happens as we place our confidence in His providence. God's providence is His care for us as He guides us on our faith journey. The encouragement Paul gave to the Philippians in chapter 3 is still relevant to believers today. We also can enjoy His care and rest in His promises. We can also press toward the mark of His high calling in Christ Jesus. And as our faith matures, it may not be an easy process, but we can know the secret to safeguarding our faith. It is to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Let's pray to Him even now. Dear Lord, we desire to rejoice in You whatever happens. And I know for every listener and every life, You know everything that has happened to each of us and everything that will happen in our lives. So we lay our hurts, our burdens, our losses, our struggles, our concerns at your feet. And when the journey is hard, may the joy of the Lord be our strength. Help us, Lord, to continually learn how to delight in Christ's redemption and to determine to follow you whatever happens. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.